In this week's parsha, we are introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we are also introduced to one of the most famous scenes at the burning bush, at the Sneh. And the pasuk says something quite fascinating. And I think it alludes to a certain attribute of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is something that we can definitely learn from. The pasuk tells us that Moshe was in the desert with the flock of his father-in-law, Yisrael. Vayira malach Hashem elov belabas esh mitoch Sneh. Vayar, and he saw, and he saw that the bush was burning, but somehow the bush wasn't really. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe says, Asura navir es amarea gadol azeh. I'm going to go, I'm going to turn, I'm going to see what exactly is going on over here. Umadua lo yivar asneh. Why is it that the sneh isn't burning? Vayar Hashem kisar liros. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Moshe Rabbeinu turns and calls him. Now there are five words that seem to be completely superfluous, which is Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Moshe Rabbeinu turned. And then he called him. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. Why is the pasuk coming specifically to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Moshe turn? It almost seems to allude to the fact that if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have turned, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have called out to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have said, Moshe, Moshe, for Moshe to respond, Hineni. And I think one of the things that are alluded to here is this concept that Moshe, or this attribute that Moshe Rabbeinu had in terms of his ability of Re'iyah, his ability to see. And specifically, not only just to observe, but to really be cognizant of what's going on, and to really be curious about what's going on. Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he curious about? He saw that the bush was burning, but something was wrong about it. Something was wrong about it. He noticed something wasn't burning, but there was a fire. How is that possible? It's not always so simple to see something, yet what we see isn't what we imagine. If you see something burning, it's burning. Your mind would certainly imagine to yourself that you're actually seeing something that's actually burning. But Moshe Rabbeinu sees something inconsistent, and therefore he's required to look. This is alluded to not only what Moshe Rabbeinu does here, but something, a later story with Moshe Rabbeinu. Another time he's going to be seeing. Not only the time when he's going to be going outside in Vayar, when he goes out to his brothers, and he looks to see Vayar b'sivu osam, which certainly means that he actually saw something beyond. It's not that he just saw, perceived. But no, he took note of it. He recognized something. You also have something when it goes to Har Sinai as well. When he sees a mountain, bo'er ba'esh. But is the mountain burning? No, there's something else going on over there. There's something else very important. Which may be also why it's alluded to in Psukim right by the Sneh. Why is it called Har Elohim Choreva? Why is it called the Mountain of God? It will be. Why is it alluded to already here? Because these instances and these events are certainly tied together. But Moshe Rabbeinu, his attribute and his ability to see beyond the superficial, see beyond the circumstance that's in front, but really understand, appreciate, and internalize. This is certainly a midah, which I think is very, very important for all of us as we go into the time period of Shovim, and the time period when we really are trying to build our nation. Right? This is the time period where Am Yisrael becomes an Am. We're no longer the family of Sefer Bereishis, but we're now a family, and we're now a nation. And that nation, which Be'ezrat Hashem, will rebuild itself as we rebuild ourselves every single year to be Zocha to a true Matan Torah. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.